This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy get over the hump day to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my first responders out there protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Salute to y'all. Shout out to all my early gym goers out there getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Actually, I'm trying to get back on my gym grind, and I'll tell y'all why in just a couple of minutes. But shout out to all my early gym goers out there. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. And shout out to all my people that's still in the bed right now. Maybe you get to sleep in a little bit longer, or maybe for whatever reason you're off today, but you woke up early. Hello. Good morning. If you want to go back to sleep, you can, or you can just vibe out with me for however long you want to. An hour would be the ideal, the whole show, you know what I'm saying? But anywho, if you got to get up for something, go ahead and get up. Don't be late. Go ahead and get up. We are sprinting through the work week again, getting over the hump today on a Wednesday. And the reason I said, quickly before we get into some Falcons talk, the reason I said that I am getting back on my gym grind, hardcore, like going every day, because I haven't been going every day. But the reason now I'm starting to get back on the grind going every day is because you might have remembered few months back, I told you I was going to be a part of a basketball league. Some of my old college friends and I getting back together. getting the squad back together, and we're going to see what we can do in this here winter, fall league, whatever you want to call it. But an update for you all, because I haven't given an update in a long, long time about this. Get started in November. Sign-ups are happening right now, so we're signing up. And the league actually gets started in November. It's going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so your boy got to get back in some type of playing shape, you know what I'm saying? Training camp right now, you dig? It's been training camp for some months, but it's like legit training camp now, you know what I'm saying? But anywho, trying to get in the back in the habit of going to the gym every day, doing some cardio every day, some type of weights, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get back right. But anywho, that's enough about me. Let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. As we start to turn the page to what is going to be a big, big game in Tampa Bay and Raymond James Stadium on Sunday, as the Falcons going to travel to Tampa to take on the Buccaneers. Now, this game will be for sole possession of first place in the NFC South. This is a huge, huge game. Falcons trying to start 2-0 in the division, obviously trying to take first place in the division and really get some footing in the division as well. So, obviously, this is going to be a huge game. And when you look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they've been solid. Definitely beatable, though, but they've been solid. They lost last week 20-6 to a good, very good Detroit Lions team. But other than that, they've been solid. And I say solid because they haven't necessarily done anything that impresses me yet. But they've been good. My goodness, I just opened up the ESPN app and I saw the final score of the Phillies Diamondbacks game 2, and I'm not going to talk too much about this cuz I'm still pretty upset about it, and I'm still pretty bitter and sour about it, but 10-0, my goodness. This should be us. We should be out here putting foots in the Diamondbacks, not them. But let me go ahead and stop before I get off on a whole nother tangent. Anywho, talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if you look at who they've taken on so far this NFL season, they've done what they had to do, but the teams they've beaten, to me, aren't that impressive. They beat the Vikings 20-17. The Vikings aren't very good. They've started maybe to get some footing, but they played them in week 1. The Vikings, though, I'm not scared of the Vikings, so that doesn't hold a lot of weight. They beat the Bears. That obviously isn't holding a lot of weight. They lost to the Eagles 25-11, which is expected. They beat the Saints. Yeah, they did beat the Saints pretty handily. But again, the Saints, bumped their ain'ts. We ain't worried about them ain'ts. They beat the Saints 26-9. And I just told you they lost to the Lions, 20-6 last week. So they've beaten the teams they're supposed to beat. But then they lose to the teams that you think they would lose to. So they're solid. They beat football teams that are worse than them, which you should do as a solid football team. But nothing about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers necessarily scare me. Yes, they have Mike Evans. Yes, they have Chris Godwin. They're going to be a problem just like they always are. Their defense is solid. Defensive line, we know that boy Villaveda going always trying to blow some stuff up. Man, seems like he lives in the backfield whenever he plays against us. So we'll definitely have to have that handled. Levante David still out there hooping, balling, doing his thing. So there are guys that you have to make sure you don't let wreck the game. But as a whole, you don't feel overly worried about what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can do. You aren't feeling like, oh my gosh, this is going to be such a daunting task. Baker Mayfield has been solid, but we all know that Baker Mayfield will throw you the football. And hopefully, with what we saw on Sunday with this pass rush, that we can get some sacks on Baker Mayfield. Now, I will have to say this. I have to be real with y'all. I'm not expecting 5 sacks again. That was what we saw on Sunday was a product of a first-year starter holding the ball too long. Now, part of that was because the coverage was so good, so you have to give credit to the Falcons' back end of the defense, A.J. Terrell, Jeff Okuda. By the way, Jeff Okuda really starting to come into his own. He's been good. He's been ever since he came back, really, he's really starting to get his footing now, and he's been good. And we're starting to see that duo in the backfield of A.J. Terrell and Jeff Okuda that we imagined it could be. So hopefully that duo gets even better as the season goes along, and hopefully they can start getting some interceptions, hopefully, and they don't all go to Jesse Bates. But, you know, it is what it is. As long as we get some takeaways, I'm good. But anywho, you have to feel solid about A.J. and Jeff Okuda being on Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Look, those guys are still going to get theirs because that's what good receivers do, and those are two very good receivers in the NFL. But you still feel good about Jeff Okuda and A.J. Terrell winning a lot of those battles as well on Sunday. But back to my point about I don't expect as many sacks as we saw on Sunday because I don't believe Baker Mayfield is going to hold the ball. Now, I hope he does, but I don't believe he's going to hold the ball as long as Sam Howell was on Sunday. Sam Howell was back there holding the ball way too long. Now, again, you give credit to Jesse Bates, Richie Grant, A.J. Terrell, Jeff Okuda. You give credit to those guys for sure, but I just don't think – I think Baker will end up – nothing's there throwing it away, or he might tuck it and run because he does have a little athleticism to run the ball, so – that could definitely be a thing for him. Hopefully not, but we'll see. But I do wonder about this Falcons offense, and I do wonder how Tampa Bay is going to approach this Falcons offense, how they're going to attack the Falcons. Are they going to continue to stack up the box and really play the run heavy and really do everything they can to take away the run? Or are they going to maybe try and do a little bit differently? Because I think if we look at the Buccaneers' passing defense is not, it's not great. I'm looking at that for you right now. Let's look at some team stats. So, as far as their passing defense goes, they're allowing about 247 a game, giving up almost 7 yards, 6.9 per pass attempt. So, their third down efficiency, they're allowing almost 50%. Of third down completions. So that's good. Falcons getting some third down situations. You got to feel good about them converting. But again, it's going to be interesting to see how they play the Falcons. You know, are they going to continue to play the run heavy? And if they do, Desmond Ridder, Falcons offense, they got to make some throws early. They got to come out and pass the ball early. And that gets me into kind of what I want to really talk about with this Falcons team today and let you hear from Arthur Smith about it as well is the running game. And how does this Falcons running game, because last year we saw this Falcons offense do what it wanted to do. They really played the way that they wanted to play no matter what. Stack box, no stack box, it didn't matter. They played their style of football, it seems like, every single game. Nobody took them out of their game, it seemed like. Now, again, it doesn't seem that way for a couple of reasons. Number one, teams are obviously playing them differently. And number two, they are expanding the passing game, which we heard Arthur Smith talk about a little bit yesterday. They're expanding the passing game. They're doing more in the passing game, and they're doing that voluntarily. It's not like teams are making them do that, but they are wanting to do that. And he also talks about how teams are daring them to throw. But when it comes to this Falcons running game, Arthur Smith was asked during his Monday press conference if the running game is less explosive than last year. And I want you to hear this answer because I definitely thought it was interesting. So here's Arthur Smith talking about if the Falcons running game is less explosive than last year.
No. I mean, look, here's what happens a lot of times. I mean, those guys get paid a lot of money on the other side too. And so they make a play, you know, we kind of getting some of those 3-4, I call ugly runs. And then you obviously start hitting bigger ones later in the game and you tweak some things or games within the games. But, you know, I think sometimes last year too, there were some quarterback runs and some of the things we were doing that opened some things up too. So that's kind of the give and take. You know, overall, I think sometimes when you have a lot of long drives, you know, it makes it more difficult to score when you're not, you know, hitting explosives or finding ways to make it easier on yourself.
That's an interesting point. And it's a good point, too, because, again, if you remember, obviously we are not doing the same things. Last year, the team wasn't doing the same things they're doing in the passing game this year. They weren't throwing the ball. They wouldn't even think about, like, it wasn't even an option for them to throw the ball 47 times with Marcus Mariota. That just was never going to be a thing. It was not a thing. He was not like that, okay? That's no disrespect to Marcus Mariota. It's just not what was in the game plan for them. They can do that this year. They don't necessarily want to, but it could be an option for them with Desmond Ridder. So it's interesting to see how him talking about how they did more quarterback runs and that opened up more things, which I agree with. And I wonder if they do want to
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. With you on a Wednesday morning, a happy get over the hump day to you. Shout out to all the overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night, Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all the first responders out there, the early gym goers, and the people who are still trying to make their way out of the bed and get ready for the day today. Talking about the Atlanta Falcons as we start to turn the page towards the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obviously, a huge, huge game, biggest game yet for the Atlanta Falcons. This game going to be for sole possession of first place in the NFC South. And we've been talking about the Falcons' running game and how it's been affected by the way the teams are playing them thus far this year. And I want to let you hear Arthur Smith talking about playing against stacked boxes here in just a moment. Then we'll get into kind of what the defense needs to do against Tampa Bay. We talked about it a little bit, but we'll dive deeper into it. I got some numbers for you as well. But let's hear Arthur Smith talked about if it matters if the team is facing eight-man boxes when it comes to the running game. Does it matter? We hear about this all the time. You know, oh, they're facing eight-man box. They got a loaded box. You know, how does that truly affect? And I'm not saying it doesn't affect the team's running game, but we never really hear how it affects it or, you know, to what extent it affects the running game. So let's hear it from the head coach himself. Here's Arthur Smith talking about how the running game is affected when facing eight-man boxes.
I mean, that's so miscalculated too. It's like how they're playing. I mean, some people are playing eight-man box and they're buzzing out and posting out, playing some two, trying to get some, you know, single high run fits in there. Whether it's pressures, it could be eight-man, depending on when you're going to count it in there. You know, there's certain schemes that there's ways you hold off it. Same numbers that they throw at you in Tennessee, and be like, well, still ran for 200, you know. But there's different schemes to attack it, so I'm not taking anything away from it. But yes, if you're trying to play traditional, well, it's kind of what Josh asked me yesterday, and you want to be where you're balanced because then you got a lot more to defend. So when you're continuing to expand in the passing game, it certainly should benefit you in the long run. The problem is, you know, some of our turnovers and grown mistakes have cost us points. That's clearly going to be the next step. But it's not, we never abandoned it. And sometimes there might be some ugly runs early. I would argue that we started to kind of wear them down. But it also helps your protection. Because if you just go back and you go 45 straight dropbacks, it's going to be pretty brutal.
So there you have it. He says, just saying they're playing up against a eight-man box that doesn't really say anything, and that itself, an eight-man box itself doesn't necessarily affect the run game. It depends on the scheme, because again, it could be a pressure, could be like a blitz, or it could be more traditional eight-man box. So it just depends obviously on how exactly they are scheming up the eight-man box, now they're playing out of the eight-man box. So he says obviously he goes back to his time in Tennessee, and again, even last year, there were times they were facing a loaded box last year, and it did not matter. We still ran for 200 yards. It just didn't matter. So, again, it depends on how the defense is attacking you with that eight-man box. So, again, it's not like they can't run the football out of it. And you heard him say there, too, a lot of times when they are facing those loaded boxes, It should open up things in the passing game, leave holes in the passing game. But obviously when you have those turnovers and Desmond Ridder throws three interceptions, you can't necessarily have that advantage that you would want to have facing an eight-man box in the passing game. So obviously Desmond, again, can't throw three interceptions. That's not how you win football games. It's not how you develop a better running game or anything. But I just thought it was interesting to hear him talk about kind of the stigmas of what was valid, what was not valid when it comes to how the running game is affected when playing an eight-man box. So, again, I think the offense will bounce back. I think Desmond Ridder himself will bounce back. We've seen him bounce back before. Again, he did not play a very good first half in London. He bounced back in the second half. He didn't have as good second half, obviously, against the Commanders. And hopefully he bounces back just the way he bounced back in that game versus the Texans. So we'll see. Some quick numbers for you, too, talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So against the Buccaneers so far, opponents are getting 88 points. That's third against the Bucs. Averaging, or they've allowed almost 1,700 yards. That's third. So they're giving you yards here. Rush yards, they've given up 419 thus far. That's fifth when it comes to opponent rank. So, again, there's some ways you can attack this team. Defense, obviously, is not great. Now, the thing about Tampa Bay, they will try to get the ball turned over against you. And they've still been able to hold opponents to just under 18 points per game. Now they're only scoring 18 points per game, but they're only allowing opponents 17.6 points per game. So they make plays when they have to defensively. But again, it's not like you can't move the ball against them. So Atlanta, again, just has to obviously not turn the ball over, and we got to make sure we are tight in the red zone, executing well in the red zone, because I think we'll be able to get there. It just comes down to being able to execute in the red zone. And again, can't have any of those mishaps where you're having some miscommunication and trying to get the snap off and you're panicking a little bit and you're just throwing the ball up in the end zone. You can't do that if you're Desmond Ridder this week. You have to make sure if a play is going awry, just throw it out of the back of the end zone. Live to see another play. Do not make the play even worse by adding another bad element to it. If a play has gone bad, limit the damage, throw it away, live to see another down, make something happen on the next play. So, again, I think the Falcons should have a bounce-back game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when it comes to offense. Now, defensively, you obviously, we talked about doing your best to neutralize Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. And again, those are two really good receivers. They're going to win some battles. But I definitely feel like A.J. Terrell and Jeff Okuda are going to win some battles as well. But it really, to me, comes down to making sure you can affect Baker up front. Just like with Sam Howell. And again, I don't think, and I hope I'm wrong, I don't necessarily see five sacks this game. I don't think Baker's going to hold on to the ball as long as Sam Howell was. I think he'll do a better job of getting it off, or at least throwing it out of bounds or something. Now, again, I hope Baker's back there holding on to the ball all day so we can keep on sacking the quarterback. But I think he's, with his experience, I think he's a little more experience, obviously, than Sam Howell, and he'll do a better job of getting the ball out, throwing it away. So I don't anticipate the team getting five sacks. But what I do anticipate Is the team getting pressure on Baker Mayfield because they've been able to do that pretty much against every quarterback they faced this season? And I think with Baker, getting pressure on him is enough because he is a little bit of a gunslinger. So he's going to try and make some things happen even when something maybe isn't there. And I think you get pressure on him, you speed him up. I think you put yourself in a good position to have an opportunity to get a takeaway or two. Maybe Jesse Bates can bait him into some errant throws and Jesse Bates could add to his interception total. Or we can see AJ and Jeff Okuda get on the board with some interceptions, maybe even Richie Grant. So we'll see as well. Speaking of the back end of the defense, if you haven't heard, Falcons did waive safety Jalen Hawkins yesterday. And to me, that was a pretty interesting move because I think it was like the second string safety right behind Richie Grant. I mean, I know you got Jesse Bates and Richie Grant, but I mean, Jalen Hawkins was like right up next on that board. So I'm not sure if it was a thing where maybe Jalen wanted to go visit other opportunities or what, but that move did seem like it kind of came out of the blue a little bit because, again, and he had seen the field at least a little bit this season, not a whole lot, but he had seen the field a little bit this season, and he was on special teams as well. But that was a very interesting move to me, and again, I wouldn't be surprised if we find out maybe down the road that maybe this was something maybe Jalen Hawkins ran point on, and he's trying to get more of a bigger role, and he maybe wants to explore his options and see where he can make an impact and get on the field as a safety, not as a special teamer. So I don't know. That's just speculation. I'm not sure. But I did think that was an interesting move because, again, Jalen Hawkins, a guy played 16 games last year, had 4 interceptions. So it's not like Jalen Hawkins is just some bum. Like, dude, the dude can play. Now you just got a better safety in Jesse Bates, and obviously Richie Grant got that other spot. So, again, I think maybe the case could have been he just kind of got squeezed out, and it's one of those situations, but we'll see. We'll see if more information ends up coming out on that. I'm sure Arthur Smith will be asked about it today, as a matter of fact. And by the way, he'll join Dukes and Bell today for his weekly appearance around 4:20, I think is usually the time. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Also, he will do a press conference as he does every Wednesday as well. So I'm sure he'll be asked about that then, and hopefully we'll have a little bit more information on that for you tomorrow. However, as this show goes and as today rolls along on the Hometown Take, when we come back, we are going to talk about the Atlanta Braves just a little bit. I don't want to get into the postseason and all that. It is what it is at this point, but I do want to get into the Braves because where do they go from here? Where do they go this offseason? What direction do they move in? What are some things they have to do this offseason? We'll take an early look into the Braves offseason. We'll do that in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you are doing well. Hope your morning's getting started off right. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. We've been talking a lot about the Atlanta Falcons, but I do want to get into the Atlanta Braves just a little bit as we start to obviously look ahead into the offseason for the Braves. What do they have to do? What direction do they need to go towards? How does this team improve for next season? How does How do we avoid, how do the Braves avoid what happened this year and in 2022? How do they avoid that in 2024? How do they avoid losing to the Philadelphia Phillies in four games in the NLDS? How do they avoid that? Because that's happened 2 years in a row now, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Well, first and foremost, your bats can't get cold like the way they did the past 2 years. And really, in 2022, the bats weren't like ice cold as they were this season, it felt like, especially because how, again, historic the offense was in the regular season, just went anemic this season, this postseason. So obviously the bats have to be better, first and foremost. But I do think the Braves need to get some help pitching too, because, again, got no Kyle Wright next year. We aren't sure about Charlie Morton, if he wants to come back. It feels like Charlie might go one more year, but we don't know. He could hang it up. He could be close to hanging it up now. He could not come back next year. Now you're already down two starting pitchers who you might have expected to have in 2024. Now leaves you with Max Fried, Spencer Strider, and Bryce Elder. And again, I'm not sure how the Braves are feeling about Bryce Elder right now. So do they even think Bryce Elder is a viable option as a starting pitcher? Who knows? I mean, I'm sure they'll give him a shot when spring training comes along and things like that. But I don't think they want Bryce Elder being their third starter in a five-man rotation. Maybe four or five in a five-man rotation, probably preferably five. So you got to go out and get two starters. Point blank, period. That's just what you got to do. Now, if one of those starters is bringing back Charlie Morton and Charlie Morton coming back, okay. But you probably would also like to see the Braves go out and get two additional guys, maybe on top of having Charlie Morton as well. I don't know if they'll be in the market for a guy like Aaron Nola, who's a free agent at the end of this year. I don't know if Aaron Nola will want to leave. I'm not trying to speak it into the atmosphere, but if the Phillies doing the winning the World Series, you know, maybe that's a situation Aaron Nola doesn't want to leave. Guys like Sonny Gray will be out there and available. So there are going to be guys. There are going to be pitchers you can go get. It's just a matter of who. And I don't think money is an issue like it's been in the past. I think Liberty Media is starting to open up the pocketbooks a little bit, just a little bit more for Alex Anthopoulos. So we'll see about that. But the Braves definitely have to go get some starting pitching. I think bullpen-wise, they'll be fine. They'll work it out just like they always do. Tyler Matzek is going to be coming back from injury, so that'll be good. And again, I think with guys like A.J. Minter, I think Rossell Iglesias will be back. And then you have your guys in the fold like Michael Tonkin and guys of that nature. Maybe even Jesse Chavez comes back. We'll see. But I think they'll be fine bullpen-wise. But I definitely think you have to get more starting pitching, because it wasn't the reason you lost in the NLDS, but it didn't necessarily do you any favors. Again, Spencer Strider gives up three runs in both of his starts. Now, again, that's not the reason you lost. It's not at all what I'm saying. It was definitely the bats. But, I mean, they didn't necessarily do you any favors either. And the game Max Fried started, they ended up winning, but did give up four runs. So, again, wasn't the reason you lost, but starting pitching can always improve. There's always room for more pitching. Always, always room for more pitching in baseball. I don't think as far as the bats go, there's going to be any big changes. I mean, a lot of these guys are signed on long-term deals. Obviously, Ronald Acuña Jr., Ozzy, Matt Olson, Austin Riley, Michael Harris, Orlando Arcia just got signed to a new deal during this season, earlier on this season. Michael Harris, as I already mentioned, like, these guys are locked up. So it's not going to be a big change when it comes to the bats. I think Marcell Ozuna probably going to be back next year after the season he's had. So it's not really room to switch up the bats. You obviously just traded for Sean Murphy. I don't think he's going anywhere. Travis d'Arnaud probably going to stick around for next year. Like, there's just not much room, not much leeway when it comes to the bats. So I think improving the starting pitching is definitely the way you have to go if you're the Atlanta Braves to hopefully have a better postseason run in 2024. And obviously we have to get there first, and God willing, and, you know, don't need any injuries or anything like that to happen, knock on whatever this table is made out of. But the Braves have to address starting pitching, and that's despite Kyle Wright. Like, you cannot, going into this offseason when the Braves are looking for starting pitching, you can't worry about Kyle Wright to me, because you're not going to have him for this year. And again, Kyle Wright has to show that he's going to be back, he's going to be healthy before you more so worry about getting Mixon back in the fold. It's not exactly the same as the Michael Soroka issue, but it's kind of along those same lines where it's like, don't know exactly when we should expect any type of production, when we should expect anything from this dude at the big league level. So you kind of proceed as if you're not going to have him for a minute. And again, for Kyle Wright, you're not going to have him all year next year. So I don't know how much that'll affect him in 2025. Again, that's looking way, way forward. But the point being, you just can't worry about Kyle Wright when you try and go get these starting pitchers. You worry about the Kyle Wright problem when it becomes a problem. You cross that bridge when you get there. So, again, disappointing way to end the season for the Atlanta Braves. And we aren't going to harp on it. We're about to go to break and hand things off to the morning shift. But I am curious to see how they're going to address the pitching when it comes to this offseason. I think you got to get two starters. We'll see if they get some more bullpen help, but nowhere really to change in the offense, or nowhere really to go in the offense. So got to improve the pitching, and hopefully that can be one of the answers to the Braves, hopefully getting back to the World Series and win another World Series while this team's window is still very much open. All right. When we come back, you know what time it is. We got to talk to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. See what they got coming up on a hump day edition of the morning shift. See what they had popping last night, all that good stuff. So we'll talk to the morning shift, wrap things up on a Wednesday edition of the Hometown Take. We'll do that as soon as we come back. Final moments on the Hometown Take coming up next. And handing things off to the morning shift right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you are doing well. Hope your morning's getting started off right. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. We've been talking a lot about the Atlanta Falcons, but I do want to get into the Atlanta Braves just a little bit as we start to obviously look ahead into the offseason for the Braves. What do they have to do? What direction do they need to go towards? How does this team improve for next season? How do the Braves avoid what happened this year and in 2022? How do they avoid that in 2024? How do they avoid losing to the Philadelphia Phillies in four games in the NLDS? How do they avoid that? Because that's happened 2 years in a row now, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Well, first and foremost, your bats can't get cold like the way they did the past 2 years. And really, in 2022, the bats weren't like ice cold as they were this season, it felt like, especially because how, again, historic the offense was in the regular season, just went anemic this season, this postseason. So obviously the bats have to be better, first and foremost. But I do think the Braves need to get some help pitching too, because, again, got no Kyle Wright next year. We aren't sure about Charlie Morton, if he wants to come back. It feels like Charlie might go one more year, but we don't know. He can hang it up. He could be close to hanging it up now. He could not come back next year. Now you're already down two starting pitchers who you might have expected to have in 2024. That leaves you with Max Fried, Spencer Strider, and Bryce Elder. And again, I'm not sure how the Braves are feeling about Bryce Elder right now. So do they even think Bryce Elder is a viable option as a starting pitcher? Who knows? I mean, I'm sure they'll give him a shot when spring training comes along and things like that. But I don't think they want Bryce Elder being their third starter in a five-man rotation. Maybe four or five in a five-man rotation, probably preferably five. So you got to go out and get two starters. Point blank, period. That's just what you got to do. Now, if one of those starters is bringing back Charlie Morton and Charlie Morton coming back, okay. But you probably would also like to see the Braves go out and get two additional guys, maybe on top of having Charlie Morton as well. I don't know if they'll be in the market for a guy like Aaron Nola, who's a free agent at the end of this year. I don't know if Aaron Nola will want to leave. I'm not trying to speak it into the atmosphere, but if the Phillies doing the winning the World Series, you know, maybe that's a situation Aaron Nola doesn't want to leave. Guys like Sonny Gray will be out there and available. So there are going to be guys. There are going to be pitchers you can go get. It's just a matter of who. And I don't think money is an issue like it's been in the past. I think Liberty Media is starting to open up the pocketbooks a little bit, just a little bit more for Alex Anthopoulos. So we'll see about that. But the Braves definitely have to go get some starting pitching. I think bullpen-wise, they'll be fine. They'll work it out just like they always do. Tyler Matic is going to be coming back from injury, so that'll be good. And again, I think with guys like A.J. Minter, I think Rossell Iglesias will be back. And then you have your guys in the fold like Michael Tonkin and guys of that nature. Maybe even Jesse Chavez comes back. We'll see. But I think they'll be fine bullpen-wise. But I definitely think you have to get more starting pitching because it wasn't the reason you lost in the NLDS, but it didn't necessarily do you any favors. Again, Spencer Strider gives up three runs in both of his starts. Now, again, that's not the reason you lost. It's not at all what I'm saying. It was definitely the bats. But, I mean, they didn't necessarily do you any favors either. And the game Max Free started, they ended up winning, but did give up four runs. So, again, wasn't the reason you lost, but starting pitching can always improve. There's always room for more pitching. Always, always room for more pitching in baseball. I don't think as far as the bats go, there's going to be any big changes. I mean, a lot of these guys are signed on long-term deals. Obviously, Ronald Acuña Jr., Ozzy, Matt Olson, Austin Riley, Michael Harris, Orlando Arcia just got signed to a new deal during this season, earlier on this season. Michael Harris, as I already mentioned, like, these guys are locked up, so it's not going to be a big change when it comes to the bats. I think Marcell Ozuna probably going to be back next year after the season he's had. So it's not really room to switch up the bats. You obviously just traded for Sean Murphy. I don't think he's going anywhere. Travis d'Arnaud probably going to stick around for next year. Like, there's just not much room, not much leeway when it comes to the bats. So I think improving the starting pitching is definitely the way you have to go if you're the Atlanta Braves to hopefully have a better postseason run in 2024. And obviously we have to get there first and God willing, and, you know, don't need any injuries or anything like that to happen, knock on whatever this table is made out of. But the Braves have to address starting pitching, and that's despite Kyle Wright. Like, you cannot, going into this offseason when the Braves are looking for starting pitching, you can't worry about Kyle Wright to me, because you're not going to have him for this year. And again, Kyle Wright has to show that he's going to be back, he's going to be healthy before you more so worry about getting Mixon back in the fold. It's not exactly the same as the Michael Soroka issue, but it's kind of along those same lines where it's like, don't know exactly when we should expect any type of production, when we should expect anything from this dude at the big league level. So you kind of proceed as if you're not going to have him for a minute. And again, for Kyle Wright, you're not going to have him all year next year. So I don't know how much that'll affect him in 2025. Again, that's looking way, way forward. But the point being, you just can't worry about Kyle Wright when you try and go get these starting pitchers. You worry about the Kyle Wright problem when it becomes a problem. You cross that bridge when you get there. So, again, disappointing way to end the season for the Atlanta Braves, and we aren't going to harp on it. We about to go to break and hand things off to the morning shift, but I am curious to see how they're going to address the pitching when it comes to this offseason. I think you got to get two starters. We'll see if they get some more bullpen help, but nowhere really to change in the offense or nowhere really to go in the offense. So got to improve the pitching, and hopefully that can be one of the answers to the Braves, hopefully getting back to the World Series and winning another World Series while this team's window is still very much open. All right, when we come back, you know what time it is. We got to talk to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, see what they got coming up on a hump day edition of the morning shift. See what they had popping last night, all that good stuff. So we'll talk to the morning shift, wrap things up on a Wednesday edition of the Hometown Take. We'll do that as soon as we come back. Final moments on the Hometown Take coming up next, and handing things off to the morning shift right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.